You're the producer, I'm your Ableton tutor. Today we're building a tight drum and bass arrangement that puts a vocal hook front and center while the drums and bass keep rolling underneath. This is a practical beginner lesson you can follow step by step in arrangement view at 174 BPM. I'll tell you specific device chains and settings, workflow boosts, and some creative tricks to make that hook cut through heavy DNB mixes. Ready? Let's go. First, the quick overview. By the end of this lesson, you will have a clean processed vocal hook clip, a chopped MIDI sliced vocal part for the drop, ad-lib stutters and transition tails, and a simple arrangement map. 16-bar intro, 8-bar hook plus pre-drop, 16-bar breakdown, 16-bar return. Expect to spend an hour to an hour and a half building a usable 1 to 2 minute skeleton you can iterate into a full track. Step 1. Import and basic cleanup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Drag your vocal into an audio track and rename it Vox Hook. Double-click the clip and turn warp on. Set warp mode to Complex Pro for best vocal quality. Either set the clip BPM to your project tempo or leave it free if it's not tempo-dependent, but keep warp on so editing is easy. Use the clip gain slider to bring peaks to around -6 dB so downstream processors don't get overloaded. Zoom in and cut out unwanted breaths and clicks with CMD or Ctrl-E, and always add short fades at transient edges to avoid clicks. Next, build a reliable vocal processing chain on the Vox Hook track. Start with utility to trim gain by 0 to -3 dB and keep the vocal centered. Add an EQ8, high pass around 100 to 140 Hz with a steep 24 dB per octave slope to remove rumble, a gentle bell cut between 300 and 500 Hz if the vocal is boxy, a presence boost from 3 to 6 kHz of about +2 to 4 dB, and a light air boost around 10 to 12 kHz. Then a compressor in opto mode, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or roughly 100 ms, and set threshold so you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Add a saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip, enabled for a touch of character. Later we'll route vocals to a group bus with glue compressor for gentle bussing. Create two return tracks right away, RV for reverb and DL for delay. On RV, use a shortish reverb, size around 20 to 30%, decay between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 ms, and keep dry slash wet low at 10 to 20%. On DL, use a simple delay or ping-pong delay sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/16 with feedback 20 to 30% and dry slash wet around 12 to 18%. Keep your primary vocal relatively dry and use the sends for ambience, so you can automate the wetness later for transitions. If you have multiple takes, comp them in arrangement view. Align the best phrases, crossfade the edits, and consolidate with CMD or Ctrl-J. Name the consolidated clip hook main. Now we make chops for the drop. Duplicate the main vocal track twice and name the copies Vox Chops and Vox Adlib. On Vox Chops, select the main hook audio region, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI track. This audio version is shortened for playback.